Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time for some of the news that didn't make the news this morning. I'm going to settle once and for all, which is better, Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving? Also, men and makeup. Plus, an interesting way to avoid the flu. Today is Tuesday, the 19th of November, 2019. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. We are glad to have Tim back this morning after being out yesterday. Tim said he was not feeling well.
That's what I said.
Should we not have believed you, Tim?
I should say that...
I didn't feel good on Sunday night.
Jen is also out today. She's out today. Tim was out yesterday. Jen is out today. Let's talk about that for a moment. 30% of people say they actually like getting sick once in a while because it means they'll finally get a break from their day-to-day responsibilities.
There's something to that. I don't think anyone likes being sick, but there's something about not having to do anything. Just like, you know what?
Sure.
Because if you are taking a, let's say, a mental health day.
Yes.
Those are the days you got to get stuff done, you know?
Right.
I got the day off, so I better get all this stuff done that I haven't been able to get done. But when you're sick, you literally just
lay there.
Lay on the couch.
Can't do anything. I got to rest up. I have a responsibility to my coworkers to feel better.
Yeah. Plus, you don't want to go to work spreading all that noise if you really are sick.
Top five perks of being sick: catching up on sleep.
Yeah.
Just getting to lay around all day, binge watching TV shows, not having to go to work, and getting a little bit of me time. So there you go. Enjoy your mental health or sick day. Meanwhile, Friendsgiving. Have you been to any Friendsgiving dinners yet this year? Tim, I know you're having one.
Yeah, not yet.
Monday, the first one.
Were they more relaxing in your Friendsgiving experience? Were they more relaxing and fun than your family's Thanksgiving dinner is going to be? Maybe. Because
yes.
Young adults now actually prefer Friendsgiving dinners to Thanksgiving dinners.
What do you think? I think yes. I mean, the family thing, I don't know. Like, I had a really good time at the Friendsgiving last year because it was like a bunch of people that like to sit around and talk. You know, we were all at Tim's house. It was great. I took Penelope. She was well behaved. I didn't have to run all over, you know, Kentucky and Ohio. So I liked that part about it. But I also enjoy seeing the family.
Yeah. Like, I hang out with my friends all the time. So my family's in Michigan. So for me, the Thanksgiving
it's a
fun.
Little better.
It's fun to see my aunts and uncles and my cousins I don't get to see very often. You know,
yeah.
Usually turns into drinking and gambling in the basement or
that's
something like that.
That's always the best. Yeah.
Something special about those memories. But I like them both equally.
But it's fun to go to a Friendsgiving, too, because that's when you can really, like, vent about your family if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, my aunt won't stop asking me when I'm
right.
pregnant again and blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of stuff.
I love the idea of it. The timing, though, just like with everything I've got going on that week, mm-hmm. plus, you know, I'm trying to watch my intake, you know, what I'm eating and all this other stuff. You know,
I will say, Jeff, the one we're having on Monday is an open house style.
Oh.
So if you want to just
there's no like big. Yeah, you yeah. can come and have some snacks or you can
just
have nothing.
Just pop in and say hi.
I just popped in and had some gravy and it was great.
You could just eat the turkey.
They say 68% of people between the ages of 18 and 38 say they would rather do Friendsgiving over the traditional family dinner. And here's why. Friendsgiving is more social. They get to avoid personal questions from their family.
See? Right there.
They feel less pressure to impress the guests. They don't have to watch what they say at the dinner table because you're amongst your friends.
Or their alcohol intake.
Yeah, right. And they don't have to worry about offending a relative because you're with your people.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about our family situation if we don't feel like our family is our people? There is that. I will say, too, there does seem to be a lot of, like yours, you talk about it's open house style. That sounds low stress to me.
Yep.
Well, we had one of those moments over the weekend where Kristen said, "What are you thinking about?"
No.
The look on Fritch's face, her eyes went wide and she started shaking her head. No, no, stop. And I said, I told her the truth. I said,
gravy.
Gravy.
Nothing. I said, "What are you thinking about?" She's like, "Well, I'm just trying to think about, like, with all the, you know, with the kids coming home and all the stuff we got to prepare, and we got one oven, and how am I going to make that work?" And I'm like, "Oh, that sounds stressful." She's like, "Stop it, babe. This is fun for me." I'm like, "Yeah, that looks like a lot of fun, yeah, what you're putting yourself through right now."
In reality, though, when I say to you, "What are you thinking?" I'm going, "Ask me what I'm thinking about. Like, ask me, you know what I mean? What are you thinking about? I don't know. What are you thinking about?" Thank God you asked.
Oh, I took that bait.
I need to unload you.
Yes. I took the bait.
Yeah. So what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving then? I know you're going to Detroit, right? In the morning, you're going up. Are you spending the whole day and coming back?
Then we'll be there for a day or two.
Yeah? What are you doing?
Well, okay, so her kids and their dad are going to do Thanksgiving Day. We're going to do Friday, which means we're going to dinner on Thanksgiving Day, which is great. But then on Friday, she asked the kids, she goes, "So since you're going to have like a traditional Thanksgiving dinner with your dad, do you want to do a Thanksgiving, traditional Thanksgiving?" And now they're split. Now they're like, "Well, yeah, you know, because we love the turkey and the gravy and everything else. But then there are others in the family who want to do something else." And so that's stressing her out because now she's trying to please everybody and she's only got one kitchen.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be hard.
Yeah.
We're going to be waking up early, driving to Kentucky and having lunch with my parents, and some of our relatives from Hazard are coming up, which is a change because we used to go all the way to Hazard and back in one day. And then after we eat lunch with them, we'll throw Penelope in the car and we'll drive up to Hamilton to visit my boyfriend's family. And hopefully that's when she'll nap and do that whole thing.
I'm exhausted just hearing that.
Yeah, it's hard.
It sounds like a lot.
You know what I always like to think about? And it is hard. I mean, we only have one kid and I feel like it's hard. So I can't imagine what it feels like to have more than one and try to do that. But I feel like while our parents are still alive and want to host that holiday, like we're going to drive, you know, right. We're going to make it happen.
Yep.
Man, you're a good sport.
Yeah.
Sometimes that time in the car, though, between family activities,
it's a nice time.
It's a nice little quiet breather.
Yeah. To just not talk to each other and just breathe. And yep.
By the way, before you go shopping for a present for Steve on Black Friday, Tim, make sure you also got a plan to take care of the actual humans in your life. According to a new survey, people are just as likely to buy a Christmas present for their pet as they are for their grandparents. Meanwhile, 96% of grandparents are counting on getting a present for their grandchild. So that's good.
Yeah. Have you guys been shopping at all?
Yes, actually.
Oh, Tim has a present in the room.
Had some deliveries here at the station that I ordered online.
Well, let's celebrate Tim for just a moment. If you're not aware, today is Tim's birthday. Tim and I have birthdays back to back. Mine on the 18th. Tim's on the 19th, which is today. And since Tim wasn't here yesterday, that's double the reason to celebrate him and the contribution that he makes to the show and the community. And
thanks, Jeff.
We're happy to have you.
I heard that there was some amazing carrot cake yesterday.
It was carrot cake donut.
A bunt.
It was a bunch, but Jeff kept going, "Mama Fritch made a giant donut for me for my birthday." And I'm like, "It's a bundt cake." And then Jen started quoting the Greek movie. Oh,
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
I'll make a bundt.
A bundt.
Yes.
And then your mom made a marble cake for me.
She did. She made you a marble cake today.
It's awesome.
Right. It was good. She made that from scratch because evidently she couldn't find like a box mix. So. Do you want to open up your presents?
Okay.
All right. See what you got.
All right. This is from Jeff, I'm assuming.
Yep. Okay. That's from Jeff.
Yep. I apologize. It's tied pretty tight.
Do you need some?
As my teacher would say, do we have any shears?
Yeah. I have kind of like a razor.
That'll work.
Yep.
And a nice Crate and Barrel bag.
There you go. Kristen, help me pick it out.
Ooh. Orange marmalade.
Yay.
Wonderful. Good stuff.
Crate and Barrel's finest.
I love it.
While supplies last.
Yeah.
There you go. Inside, we have a lovely card.
A blue card.
I'm doing some videography on our Snapchat page if you guys want to follow along.
Check your facey tweets on this, you little bastards. And it's an old man holding a rotary phone. happy birthday
soul.
On a paper card, not a facey tweet.
Not a facey tweet.
There you go. That's better.
Oh, like an emoji.
And a nice little card to go to dinner at a nice steak establishment in town that we all enjoy.
Very nice.
Jeff Ruby's.
Be time.
I'll give you my card is just not important. Here's one part of the present. This is more fun.
So Fritch told me, she's like, I can't wait to get a picture of you and your gift.
First, I'm going to put it on our Instagram story.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, we're celebrating Tim's birthday.
Yes, thank you.
Open it up.
Ooh. That's nice.
A blanket.
But it's what?
This is my Hallmark Christmas movie blanket.
Wow.
Awesome.
Tim loves Hallmark Christmas movies.
So I bought this because I kept seeing it on, it kept targeting me because we talk about Hallmark movies.
Right.
On this show like all the time. So because, you know, the world is listening, my Facebook kept stalking me with this
Hallmark movie throw. Yeah,
I'm gonna watch one tonight.
And so then I was like, yeah, I have to get that for Tim.
I think there's one on about a fancy city businesswoman who gets really overwhelmed with life and goes to Vermont for the weekend but falls in love with the toy store owner's kid.
I bet that's exactly what's going to happen. And then I got you a card with a different gift card in there for you to go shopping.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome.
There's
your
birthday stuff. Happy birthday, Tim.
That is beautiful.
Thank you. We will also. Whoa, boy. Oh, I thought that was a butt at first.
No, it's feet.
2 feet. Thank you. Fritch knows half my clothing is from Old Navy, so thank you. That'll go a long way.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Thank you. Appreciate everybody.
Hope it's your best yet.
It'll be good.
I have to say happy birthday to my boyfriend, Scott, too.
Oh,
he
right.
shares a birthday with Tim.
What's up, Scott?
Yep. Guess what I got him, Jeff?
What'd you get him?
5 pairs of Tommy John underwear.
Oh, that's great. I got a couple pair, too.
Yeah. Well, he was like, he kept saying, I need underwear. I need draws. I need this. And I'm like, okay, great. Yeah, whatever. So I bought them like a long time ago. And of course, like last week, he's like, I'm just going to go buy them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I might stab you. Stop. So of course, last night I made him open up the present. And then he's got other stuff coming today from Penelope, but I couldn't wait anymore. I was like, please don't buy any underwear.
I got a couple of pairs of Tommy John, and I love Tommy John because it comes in this great packaging, and there's even like a little note enclosed that says that, like, they encourage you, like, to try on the pair, wear it, you know, sit in it, run in it, breathe in it, like, do whatever you got to do, and if it doesn't fully satisfy you, send it back. I mean, most places, you know, once you open it, you bought it, man, that's
underwear
it. But
are yours once they're purchased.
Yeah. They package those well, those Tommy John underwears. Great customer experience, that Tommy John.
Yes.
757.
You are surrounded with Scorpio people.
I am.
The men in your world.
I'm not kidding you. My grandma, Fritch, was a Scorpio. One of my very best friends, Sarah, Scorpio, born November 17th. Jeff on the 18th. You and Scott on the 19th.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I think it's just, I swear there is some kind of like astrological bond.
You attract Scorpios.
And, yes. Like my boyfriends, my past boyfriends. All Scorpios.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.